Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Choir kids are here with Mr. Woods, and he'll lead them in singing. And I'm Aunt Carolyn with today's story. We're surely glad you've joined us. How about calling a friend and telling them the call letters or dial numbers of the station you're listening to? Invite them to listen to the broadcast right now. Then, maybe afterwards, you can talk to each other about the Bible story. Bible clubbers make good friends, so get to know each other. And I'd like to hear from you, too, and know you're listening to the program and if it's a blessing to you. But right now, let's hear from the choir. Thank you, choir. Kids, I wonder if you've ever heard a couple of boys, or girls, quarreling, and the argument got so bad that the children really became angry? One called the other in a bad name, and the other one barked back, "Yeah, and you're another one." And from there, the squabble grew. I wonder if you've ever felt so angry at someone, maybe a friend or classmate, that you just spouted off some hateful, hurtful words. People say, "Well, that's just me," or, "Oh, they know I didn't really mean it." Well, my friend, that may be just you, but that's not the way the Lord wants us to be. Out of the heart the mouth speaketh. So if you say cruel words, that cruelty was first in your heart, and then it came out through your mouth. Let's ask the Lord to fix our hearts so that the words from our mouths will be a help and an encouragement to someone, not a wound or hurt. Paul told the Ephesians, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." There's an old saying children used to learn, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me." But words can harm and hurt. Let's pray the prayer that David prayed. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord." Mean words are not acceptable. Don't just blurt out the first thing that comes to your mind. Once words are spoken, they can't be taken back. Think it over first and see if it's a right thing to say. David prayed, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. That way you may be able to say with Isaiah, 'The Lord God hath given me the tongue of a learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary.'" You can be a big blessing to folks if your tongue is in God's control. May the Lord help us, even this week. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Listen to our wondrous story. Count
Today's story, No Rest for the Weary. Saul was on David's trail like a lion after a deer. From Gath, David ran east and hid in the cave in Adullam. Soon, his family gathered to him, and also a lot of other people in Judah who were in distress or in debt or discontented. Soon, David was leading over 400 men. And all were in danger. But David was most concerned for his mother and father's safety. Honor thy father and thy mother was a rule of David's heart. He asked the king of Moab to let his parents stay in his protection until the trouble was past. The king agreed, so they lived with him in safety all the time David was on the run. What a blessing! A prophet warned David to leave the cave and go to Judah. But Saul tracked him down there too. In his deranged mind, Saul accused his own servants of disloyalty and conspiracy and keeping David and Jonathan's friendship secret. None of you feel sorry for me, he whimpered. You won't help me. What a self-centered king who, instead of caring for his people, cared only for himself. Then evil Doeg got in the king's favor. O king, I saw David at the tabernacle with Abimelech the priest, and I saw the priest help him. He gave him food and even Goliath's sword. Revenge! Death to any who helped David! Saul commanded Abimelech and all the priests to report to him at once. You conspired against me. You gave aid to my enemy. You shall die. He ordered Abimelech and all the priests killed at once. 85 priests lay dead before him. But Saul didn't stop. He sent soldiers to their city to kill their families, men, women, children, and all their animals. What a massacre! Only Abiathar escaped to take David the awful news. Oh, David was grieved. Has his troubles caused their deaths? He spoke urgently. Abiathar, now Saul will try to kill you too. Stay with me. Don't be afraid. So a loyal priest joined the troop. At that time, God sent David to deliver the town of Keilah from the Philistines. But Saul's army followed to Keilah to capture David there. If they circled the town, they would have him. But God warned David, and he and his men disappeared into the wilderness and mountains. In spite of the danger, Jonathan found David and encouraged him. And when David was weary and in great peril, God in his mercy sent his friend to strengthen him. Saul kept up his hot pursuit to Hakilah, then to the wilderness of Maon. They were closing in now. David's troops tried to make a break, but Saul's men had him surrounded. Ah, Saul would soon have the victory. Just then, an urgent message reached Saul. Return home. The Philistines have invaded. Make haste. Ah, God had allowed an enemy to attack to make Saul leave his crazed hunt. God works in wondrous ways. David had no time to rest, though. As soon as that war ended, Saul was back on David's trail. By this time, David had 600 men, but Saul brought 3,000 soldiers to scour the mountains to search for David. This time he will not get away, Saul breathed. After crossing that rough terrain, Saul was tired and went into a cave to rest. His men stood guard outside. But what Saul didn't know was that David and his men were already in that cave, hiding in the dark against the cave wall. They had to be silent. One sneeze would be disaster. Look, Saul was asleep on the ground right in front of David. This was the perfect opportunity. Now, David, kill him now, his men urged. The Lord has delivered him into your hand. God forbid that I should harm the Lord's anointed, David whispered. David would not kill him, but he got so close that he cut off a piece of Saul's robe, and even that hurt his conscience. Saul awoke and went out with his men. What a surprise when he heard a familiar voice behind him. David! David bowed, then held up the piece of cloth from Saul's robe. Why do you listen to the lies about me? See? And he held up the cloth. I could have easily killed you in the cave, but I didn't. I have done nothing against you. I won't lay a hand on you. The Lord is judge. Saul was stunned. Is that you, David? And he began to weep. His conscience was smitten. You're more righteous than I. You did good to me, and I rewarded you with evil. May God reward you. I know you will be the king. Just promise that you will not destroy my family or my name. Shaken, Saul and his men went home. But David led his men back to the mountain strongholds. God had surely protected him, but he dared not let down his guard. He must stay alert and watch for the enemy. And as Christians, we also must be vigilant against Satan's attacks. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God help us to do that this week. And now God bless you. Until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.